Hello everyone, welcome to episode 61 of the Grumpy Girlfriend podcast with me, your host and certified life coach, Katrin Berndt. This week, we are going to do some guided coaching, and the way that these episodes work is that you just have to sit back and relax and follow along as I guide you through processing an emotion that you're struggling with or feeling in your body at this moment. This is a great episode to listen to if you've just had an argument with your partner, or you're feeling a strong urge to stalk someone on social media, or you have worries about the future and what is going to happen. So get comfortable, sit down, lay down, whatever you're doing, make sure that you can relax and turn all of your attention inward for the duration of this episode. So take a deep breath and just relax. You can start checking in with your body and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? The answer to that question might be the name of an emotion, or it might be a sensation that you are identifying in your body. Either is perfectly fine. So, wherever you're feeling anything in your body right now, turn all of your attention to that spot. I know that it might feel uncomfortable, maybe a little bit scary even, to just sit with it without doing anything to make it go away. If that's how it feels for you, that's perfectly normal. So, what is it that you're feeling exactly? What does it feel like in this part of your body that you're focusing all of your attention on? Is there some kind of movement in that part of your body, or is it more of a still sensation? Would you say that what you're feeling would be considered a hot feeling, or is it a cold feeling? When you really focus in on this area of your body that stands out to you, what kind of temperature would you associate with it? Now, this, what we're doing right now, might feel a little weird or woo-woo, like there's something magical or spiritual going on. That's not the point of this exercise. The point of this exercise is that when you focus on exactly how it feels in your body right now, and you're acknowledging the sensations of it, and you're trying to answer my questions about how it feels, you are not trying to make this feeling go away. That is the whole purpose of doing this. Because usually when we feel uncomfortable, scary, maybe urgent emotions in our bodies, we try to make them go away. We try to fix them. We try to distract ourselves. We try to argue with it. But feeling your feelings is the opposite of trying to make it go away. So, as you're focusing on this sensation in your body and you're thinking about, is it moving or is it not? Is it slow or is it fast? Is it hot or cold? It is really hard for you to do that at the same time as you're trying to make it go away. So they kind of cancel out each other and allow you to just sit with this feeling in your body without trying to fix it. That is what we are doing together. So refocus your attention on this spot in your body and really zoom in close. What color is this feeling inside of you? Is it a light, vibrant shade, or maybe it's really dark or muted? What do you think that this feeling makes you want to do? This emotion is a vibration, energy that is being pumped into your body with a purpose. All the emotions that we feel are designed to make us do something that our brain thinks we need to do. So can you identify what this feeling wants you to do right now? Does it want you to try to make it go away? Maybe send a text to your partner? Go on social media and stalk someone? Or something completely different? Just notice it. Whatever it is that you're feeling is making you want to do right now is designed to give you relief from what you're feeling. But I want you to notice that what you're feeling isn't dangerous in any way. Where in your body do you feel this emotion? What exactly does it feel like? How would you describe the physical sensation of this emotion to someone who has never really experienced it before? In life, when we are not willing to sit with our emotions like this and hold space for them and remind ourselves that it's safe. It's safe to have this vibration in your body. When you're not willing or capable to do that, that is when you start behaving against your better knowledge. That's when you start making choices and acting in a way that has negative consequences in the long run, but feels very, very important in the moment. So the fact that you are listening to this recording right now and you're opening up the doors to this emotion, you're willing to explore how it feels in your body. Every second that you're willing to do that, you're showing your brain that this is safe, you're okay, and you don't have to make any instinctual, primitive, rash decisions about what needs to come next. You are gaining power through this exercise. When you're not willing to sit with this emotion, that is when your primitive brain, the survival part of your brain, gets more power. Your primitive brain, that is completely wired for survival, counts on your low capacity to be uncomfortable. It counts on your strong motivation to get out of discomfort in order to work. But if you can override that, if you can feel uncomfortable and not freak out or have to solve it right away, then you don't have to obey what your primitive brain is telling you to do. So focus back on what's going on in your body right now. if the sensation that you're feeling hasn't changed at all while listening to me talk about these things, ask yourself if you are completely open and willing to feel this emotion. Or is there a part of you that wants to keep your guard up just a little bit? Maybe you're holding back tears. Maybe you're trying to think about something else. Are you resisting this discomfort in your body, or have you opened up to it completely? Do you trust in your own ability to feel this energy flow through your body and still be okay? You don't have to protect yourself from this sensation. Whether it is pressure in your chest, a squeezing sensation in your stomach, something moving in your throat, you don't have to protect yourself. It is safe to allow this energy to flow through your body and do what it wants to do. So spend some time really opening up to it, sitting with it, without trying to make it go away. And just keep breathing, keep reminding yourself that this urgency to solve it is primitive. It is designed to keep you alive, but you are alive, and you do not have to rush to solve anything right now, and you're still gonna be okay. I am going to be completely silent now for about a minute, and during this minute, I want you to connect with yourself and just practice holding space for whatever is flowing through your body. And I will check back in with you after this minute is over, so just relax and see what happens when you just open the door to what you are feeling. A minute has now passed, and before you open your eyes, I want you to give yourself credit for following through on this exercise. It takes courage to sit through any kind of emotion that is scary or uncomfortable. You have just done something for almost 15 minutes that a lot of people will never do. That a lot of people are way too scared to do. And you did it. So, thank you for participating. Thank you for being brave and vulnerable today. And you can now open your eyes when you feel comfortable and bring yourself back to the present moment. That's all that I wanted to share with you guys today. I want to remind you that the doors to the March class of how to enjoy your relationship close this week. So if you want to join the March class, you can go to katrinbernt.com/group to read more and sign up. I would love to work with you inside of the program, and you've already now gotten a head start. I will see you guys back here next week. And remember, you can re-listen to this episode whenever you find yourself struggling with really uncomfortable or scary emotions. See you next week. Bye-bye.